Welcome back, you're listening to Joy 94.9. This is Grumpy Gaze. It just doesn't get worse than this. Welcome back. You're listening to The Grumpy Gaze on Joy 94.9.
Now, I just went all lesbian on your ass, didn't I, Matt?
You did. It was quite frightening.
It was quite frightening, and I very rarely do that. But we, you know, jump. Oh, my God, David Lee Roth, Van Halen, and I was regaling you with the stories of Tommy Hagar and the takeover and the dumping of David. And
high drama.
Oh, welcome. This evening, we're entering room 666, or at least we're going to try, Matt. We haven't up until now. Good old Lucifer, he's keeping that door firmly closed on us. We're giving it our best shot.
Yeah, we need something to put in there, don't we?
We need something to put in there. So it's your turn to ask me, Matt.
Okay, so Helen, this week, what do you hate so much that you want me to put it into room 666, the room of the devil?
Melbourne drivers.
Okay. You're going to need to elaborate.
Oh, it will be my friggin' pleasure. So, when I moved down here, Melbourne, in all her glory, as we discuss each week, although at the moment she is in remedial class, we as new imports, so, you know, newly minted Melburnians, we have to learn a few of the idiosyncrasies of the road rules down here. And I've lived in a number of places. You've lived in a number of places, but you grew up here. So those idiosyncrasies are ingrained. You know what's going on. So obviously the big one down here is, of course,
the hook turn.
Thank you, the trams. Now, when you first get here, it's a little bit problematic, but once you get it conceptually what you're doing, you're joining the other line of traffic, it's pretty easy. So, you know, what has started to irk me more than anything on the face of the earth, and that's a big call.
It is.
Given the stupidity that we are faced with on a minute-by-minute basis, is the fact that Melburnians, people who grew up here, people who were indoctrinated into the road rule system in this fair state, do not know the road rules. So, prime example here. Let's go with the hook turn, shall we? I'm quite a proud hook turner. I can do a good hook turn.
Okay.
I really can.
Well, you don't want to be defiant in the face of an oncoming tram. You know, it's not something you muck about with.
Thank
you learn
you.
It.
And if you've heard the ads, you know, what is it, George the tram? He can't turn. He can't stop quickly. He's got, you know, he's got a lot on his mind.
And not only that, George the tram is about the weight of six rhinos or something, apparently.
Precisely. So imagine my consternation when I'm driving down Clarendon Street. Number of hook turns in Clarendon Street required. You know, South Melbourne is a little bit potted with hook turns. And you're trundling along and the Egit in the left-hand lane where you're supposed to stop to do a hook turn just keeps going straight ahead. Like it's thoroughfare, line of traffic. We'll ignore that that's where you do your hook turn. We'll just ignore it. We just keep trundling down and then we'll cut in front of whatever car is in front of us. Now, let's talk about cutting in front of, Matt.
Oh, hang on. Have we moved from one topic to another?
Yes.
We're off the hook turn now.
It's segueing into my next part of this rant, which is why this should be in room 666.
Okay.
What is it with Melbourne drivers? Have you heard of a friggin' indicator? It's this little thing that goes tick, 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 and tells other people on the road which direction you're going in.
Yeah, well, you use it. You're supposed to use it when you're cutting in front of somebody doing a hook turn, you see?
And obviously, and the only time Melburnians seem to use an indicator is when they've been an absolute prick, screamed up on the inside or the outside of you, being in the correct lane. Because guess what? Let's segue into my next rant.
This is like the seven layers.
Absolutely. And maybe that's what we're doing each week to get into room 66. We're traversing those seven layers of hell. Thank you, Dante. When you're driving, has anyone seen those big white arrows that are sometimes put on the road? And those big arrows say either this lane goes straight ahead, or this lane can go straight ahead and turn left, or this lane can only turn left. Now, apparently they don't mean anything to Melbourne drivers. They don't. You can be in whatever lane you want to be in, not use your friggin' indicator, and just cut in front of someone in front of you. And when the said person you've pissed off with your appalling understanding of common road rules has the temerity to beep you and say, "Oi, you arsling," they stick their fingers up at you.
Oh my God, I love how you got that that coined insult
Thank
into
you.
This rant.
Thank
you very much.
Very
oh, look, you know, I'm kind of sympathetic to potentially. Look, people coming off the Bolte, right? How many big white arrows on a road can you have in one place? It's just critical mass. Like, you come off the Bolte, and there are so many of them, it's almost like a psychedelic trip. It's like something out of Disney's Fantasia. It's like the dancing arrows. They start sort of going up into the air and things. You're like, oh my God. I've never been able to figure out which lane I'm supposed to be in to actually get home coming off the Bolte. I always end up at the bloody arse end of Toorak.
And that's not home. Okay. No, I think you're making excuses. That may be a unique example coming off the Bolte. But let's face it, when you're coming off the Bolte, you're usually doing 5 kilometres an hour anyway because it's a car park.
Well, this is true.
So let's not even go into that. But just this absolute level of stupidity that the road rules, they apply apparently to everyone else. They just don't apply to you as the driver.
Mm, okay.
I want Melbourne drivers in room 666.
Mm, well, a hook turn can kind of look like a 6.
Yes.
If you're looking at it from above, right? So do 3 of those.
True.
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to put this in room 666 because I had a bit of a misdemeanor with my car recently and I was forced to drive a friend's car, and I'm not going to have a moan about it because it was very, very kind of her to lend me this car, but it was a bloody manual car and I will never speak to her again because I've had to have the misfortune of driving around this city in a manual car. Why anybody would choose to drive a manual car, I have no idea. In fact, I think I should put that person in room 666. This car also had a very, very quiet indicator, so I became one of the people that I absolutely hate driving around the city. The people that put their indicator on, you know, veer left, whatever, and then don't turn it off for the next 55 kilometres.
Thank
you. And you're having to second guess behind them. Are you turning or not?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to put this in room 666. It is of the devil. Coming after this, stick around. We've got Idiot of the Week.